There's a touch football competition coming up in Devonport in a couple of weeks' time. It's called the Cold Climate Classic. It's the first time it's ever been held. It's the brainchild of the state manager for Touch Football Australia, Jeff Quick, who joins me now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. This event's coming up on the 22nd to the 24th of October. We'll talk about the event itself a little bit further on, but it's your brainchild. So what made you come up with the idea of having a Cold Climate Classic?
The original idea was I wanted to get people down to Tasmania, and you know, the touch football tournament is really the vehicle to get people to come and visit. We've wrapped the event around and incorporated it into the Devonport Food and Wine Festival. So we're actually assisting in providing some content for the Food and Wine Festival. It really is just, you know, to get people to come and see how beautiful Tasmania, and in particular the northwest of Tasmania, is, and come and play some touch footy too.
And enjoy the food and wine as well. There's an event, the Devonport Food and Wine Festival calendar's actually been released, and there's an event on there called the Finale Festival, which I believe that's part of what you'll be doing on the bluff on the last day of the competition.
Yeah, so that's the final part of our event. So there will be bands and food and wine, and it'll just be a really big sort of family-focused festivale.
And I know you've got support from the Devonport City Council. They've actually embraced the idea of this, haven't they?
They have been fantastic. Everyone at council, the councillors, all the council staff have just been brilliant. Could not have asked for more support, to be honest.
Now, it's being held on the 22nd to the 24th of October, as I mentioned, but it's for men's, women's and mixed divisions as well. I imagine you've probably got a master's section too, have you?
Well, look, to be honest, the entire event is more or less focused at the masters, but we will have championship divisions, depending on obviously on registrations and final format. So basically what we're saying to people is come for the win or come for the wine.
Slight difference. Like, just one letter's different.
one letter difference. Yeah. Yeah. We've got people calling from Queensland saying, if we come down, can we just play one game and then get knocked out?
Right, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
So
my answer is just come and do your thing and have some fun.
Yeah, I mean, the idea before mainland lockdowns came into effect was that you're going to get teams from a fair few from the mainland. There's still a chance you'll get some from South Australia and Queensland, depending on what's happening in those states. But even so, there's a lot of touch football players in Tasmania. I mean, the Devonport Association's huge.
The Devonport Association is doing really well. They're growing, and they run a really good show up there. Launceston is good. Burnie is growing. Touch football in Tasmania is in a healthy place. And we're comfortable that if we can't get any interstate visitation, that we will still run a very high quality event.
Okay, now where will it all be played? I mean, normally it's played at Meercroft Park, but I guess you'll be looking at multiple venues, will you?
We will play at Meercroft Park. But we will have a live hub operating out of Market Square and Providore Place. So on the Saturday, the part of our event that we've called what is the name? I've got Greet, Meet, Eat, and Hang Out at the Hub. So we will have shuttle buses running between Meercroft Park and Market Square all day.
Along the beautiful banks of the Mersey River, you wouldn't get a more scenic course than that, would you? It's fantastic.
I'm really disappointed that we won't get the amount of interstate visitation that we will get in future years, for the simple fact that mainlanders have never played touch football on as pretty a park. You know, the views you get from Meercroft Park, one of the reasons we wanted to put it up in the northwest was the fact that, you know, Meercroft Park is a magnificent facility. The grounds are awesome, but the views are spectacular.
We're glad you have, you know, because you could have easily said, you know, let's go to Launceston and Hobart where we can get direct flights and things like that as well, and it's just more convenient. But, we're really screaming out for national quality events here in the northwest coast, so that's fantastic that you've decided to have it here.
To be honest with you, it was not a decision. It was never going to be anywhere else, because personally, I find that whole northwest just to be absolutely stunning. It should be the gateway It's the gateway to Stanley and to Wynyard and into Cradle. It's just, it's a lovely part of the world. I actually live in Hobart, but I get up there as often as I possibly can.
Well, we know some of the Mexicans from south of the border at Oatlands don't very often get up to the northwest coast, so even if it becomes an all-Tasmanian event, I reckon there's going to be a few people from Hobart that are going up and they're going to say, wow, what a great spot this is.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they take the opportunity that we were promoting for the mainlanders to not just make it the weekend, but to actually stay up and take the drive up to the Tark Line and to Stanley and have a look around, because it really is pretty up there.
We know you're preaching to the converted here, Jeff. Look, it would have been very easy just to say, to pull the pin on and say, no, we'll leave it till next year, but it's wonderful that you're going ahead, so congratulations on it. Look forward to seeing a great event in a few weeks' time.
Thank you very much. We could have quite comfortably said no, but that, to be honest with you, was never an option for us. We want to get this right, and we want to put on a great event for our competitors, but also for the people of Devonport. So a lot of what we're putting on will be open to the public.
Terrific.
So we hope everyone gets out and just enjoys the weekend.
Good on you, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Martin. Thank you.